This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. There are more than 747,000 recorded deaths globally from COVID-19. The United States accounts for approximately 166,000 of them. There are more than 20,500,000 infections globally, and together, the U.S., Brazil, and India account for more than half of them. U.S. Democrats and White House were no longer closer or no closer to agreeing on a new emergency pandemic. As Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin traded blame with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over failed negotiations. President Trump administration and Democratic leadership have for weeks been discussing a new round of emergency aid to workers and businesses hit hard by the coronavirus crisis, but they have been unable to agree on how much to spend. New Zealand officials were scrambling to trace the source of an outbreak of the coronavirus, reporting 13 new cases Thursday, as long queues of people formed to escape a renewed lockdown in the country's biggest city and be tested. The discovery of four infected family members in Auckland 2 days ago shocked a country that had not recorded a case of COVID-19 for more than 3 months, raising some criticism of the government's handling of the crisis. New Zealand announced on Thursday that there were 13 new cases in the community, bringing the total up. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has swiftly reimposed tight movement restrictions in Auckland and social distancing measures across the rest of the country. This echoes her early response to the pandemic, which was praised for its apparent effectiveness. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez announced that Argentina and Mexico will produce the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for most of Latin America. An agreement signed between the British pharmaceutical company and a biotechnology company includes transfer of technology to initially produce 150 million doses of the vaccine to supply all of Latin America with the exception of Brazil. According to the Brazilian state of Paraná's press office, it has reached a deal with Russia to produce a COVID-19 vaccine that Moscow has touted as the first to market. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his recently named running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, made their first set of political rounds Wednesday as a Democratic Party ticket to go up against U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in the November elections. Biden and Harris made their first appearance in Biden's home state of Delaware. He introduced his Democratic running mate as a woman ready to be vice president on day one. Harris is the first black woman and is the first South Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of two immigrants, her mother from India and her father from Jamaica. Biden is expected to formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination during the party's national convention, which will take place largely as a virtual event next week due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican convention, where President Donald Trump is said to be nominated to seek a second four-year term, follows a week later and kicks off the sprint for the November general election. President Trump, in his own words, referenced when Biden and Harris were opponents just last year seeking the Democratic Party's nomination. The president said, look, he made a choice. He picked her. I watched her. I watched her poll numbers go bum, 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 down to almost nothing. And she left angry. She left mad. There was nobody more insulting to Biden than she was. She said horrible things about him, including accusations made about him by a woman where she, I guess, believed the woman. And now, all of a sudden, she's running to be vice president, saying how wonderful he is. I thought it was a very unusual pick because she said such bad things. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency says that Israel successfully tested its Arrow 2 ballistic missile interceptor Wednesday. The Arrow 2 had never, or is newer generation, and the system Arrow 3 serve as the top tier of an integrated Israeli shield built up with the U.S. backing to withstand various potential missile salvos. The test was conducted at a test range in central Israel and over the Mediterranean Sea. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.